540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's conviction will stand. A federal judge ruled yesterday that the jury's verdict should stand, saying enough evidence showed Dugan did interfere with immigration officers. They were trying to arrest an undocumented man at the courthouse last year. Judge Lynn Adelman wrote that reversing the decision would require proving, quote, manifest injustice, and Dugan didn't meet that test. Prosecutors said she sent agents to the chief judge's office while helping the man and his lawyer slip through a private exit. He was eventually caught and later deported. Dugan resigned from her position in January. You can again place your bets at the casino. A fire forced an evacuation at Pottawatomie yesterday, but officials say the building is now safe and the casino reopened later in the day yesterday. Milwaukee firefighters say the fire started in an HVAC system on the roof and the damage stayed limited to that area. No injuries were reported. The hotel stayed open because it uses a separate system. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A familiar Milwaukee voice echoed through space this week. NASA played a recorded message from Jim Lovell to the Artemis II astronauts.
It's a historic day, and I know how busy you'll be, but don't forget to enjoy the view. So, Reed, Victor, and Christina, and Jeremy, and all the great teams supporting you, good luck and Godspeed.
Lovell, who grew up in Milwaukee and helped lead the Apollo 13 mission, welcomed the crew as they went further from the Earth than any human since 1970. Of course, that message was recorded before his death. Milwaukee County bus riders now have a new way to pay, with contactless cards and mobile wallets accepted on MCTS buses. The transit system says people can now tap a credit or debit card, smartphone, smartwatch, or use the Wisco card and UMO app while boarding. Riders using reduced fares will still need to use the Wisco or UMO app to get those benefits. Big ships are back in the Brew City. Port Milwaukee has officially started the international shipping season with the arrival of the Federal Niagara. That ship flies a flag from the Marshall Islands and it docked late last week. They unloaded some steel that came from Spain and Belgium. Port officials say the season began after the St. Lawrence Seaway locks officially reopened on March 22nd. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. It's election day in Wisconsin, and the big race is for the state Supreme Court. The most recent Marquette poll showed Chris Taylor ahead of Maria Lazar among likely voters, though nearly half were still undecided, and no new polls have come out since then. Across the state, there are about 75 school referendum questions on the ballot. Polls are open until 8 tonight, and voters can still get a voting ID at the DMV if they need one. Find out where to vote and what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Once again, that's myvote.wi.gov. The future of WU System President Jay Rothman could be decided today. WizPolitics reports the Board of Regents is meeting in private today to consider firing him, after Rothman said in emails last week he'd been told to resign or face termination. Rothman, who's been in the job since 2022, said he's still unsure of the reason. The president of the Regent Board says he was given notice and the talks were part of an ongoing performance review. And Wisconsin is moving forward on PFAS cleanup after Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan plan unlocking $125 million. That money will help towns and homeowners test and treat water for the so-called forever chemicals. About $80 million goes to community grants, and $35 million will help private well owners fix contamination. Lawmakers on both sides say it's a big step to protect safe, clean drinking water across the state. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
tempers flare in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 8-6 over the Red Sox. Bottom of the third, Brewers starter Brandon Woodruff hit batter Wilson Contreras, the brother of William, on the hand. Contreras claimed it's the sixth time Woodruff has hit him with a pitch and that he gets beaned by the Brewers all the time.
It's not just a hit by pitch. It's the 24th time that they hit me in my career, 24th. And that's the sixth time they hit me. And they always say, I'm not trying to hit you. That get old. So next time they hit me again, I'm going to take one of them out. And that's a message.
We asked Brandon Woodruff for his response.
We've been through that. This is 9 years for me. And it seems like every year he's trying to play a game and he's trying to get, you know, his side fired up, which is fine. But once I knew what was going on, I wasn't going to let it affect me on the mound.
Game two of the series tonight. NBA, the Bucks in Brooklyn to play the Nets with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 38 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a little light snow developing late tonight. It'll be less than an inch of accumulation with a low in the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain, snow early, then some clearing with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.